The Steven Universe podcast is back with yours truly, Mackenzie Atwood. We're doing behind-the-scenes look at new episodes of Steven Universe, and today we're going to be talking about Letters to Lars with Dede Magno-Hall, who voices Pearl, Michaela Dietz, the voice of Amethyst, and Shelby Rabara, who voices Peridot. Thank you guys so much for coming back.
Sure.
Hi.
Yeah, so this is a really fun one. I like the format was very different from a lot of episodes, just because it was sort of like little vignettes, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what was your like reaction to the episode as a whole?
I mean, I want to receive USPS through my head.
Right?
You could just summon a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon at like a moment's notice.
$5 off. Those are my favorite ones. Yeah. $5 off, more so than the 20%. Great. I'm all about the $5.
You know they never expire, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I bring in like 50 of them.
I'm
that annoying customer that's like, I have 50 items. I have a coupon each.
Yes.
I'm not the only one.
Awesome. No.
I love it. Yay.
It's like Amazon Prime, but in space. I love it.
Yeah. Imagine getting Amazon Prime out of your head. Oh my God!
I mean, that's
amazing.
Steven. That's basically Steven.
That's the next. Wow. That's the next step for Amazon, I think.
Wow.
I don't know.
You're not ready. It's the future.
It is the future, I guess.
What was your like reaction to seeing that Steven was narrating that whole thing through Lars's head?
Oh, I thought it was adorable.
I laughed pretty hard.
I did too. Just like the way they framed that was
the
really
reveal.
Fun.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, the reveal. The big twist. I love that. It was really fun. One of the other fun things in this episode was Pearl talking about her new phone. She's very proud of it. In that like town hall meeting, she like whips out and she's like, "I got my new cell phone," and she's never had one.
Cellular phone.
It's cellular.
Yeah.
Yes.
What would you guys think about that?
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, she probably knows how to work it better than I do. I know my kids know how to work the cellular phone better than
cellular.
I'm good on your phone. I'm okay, but there's a ton of things that I still don't know how to do or to fix.
But you would never like pull a Pearl and like mass text. You would never like,
yeah. You know, I know try to mass. Yeah. I know what a mass text is.
1-800 mass text.
But you know what I don't know how to do sometimes. Well, I mean, I know how to do it, but I don't do it as often as I should. Is turn off the phone.
Oh.
Like, do you ever like power? Oh. Like, how often do you power down?
I power down quite often.
You do
to kind of, you know,
you gotta unplug.
Yeah, you got it. Well, that too. Just kind of like disconnect from your connection.
Disconnect from your device.
Your device. That's what I meant to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
mm-hmm.
I don't do that as often. And so my phone does like funny, weird things.
Oh.
And then I'm like, oh, Clifton always says, my husband, Clifton, he says, you have to turn off your phone every once in a while.
Do you clear your trays?
What?
Clear your trays.
Oh, girl, you don't know how to clear your trays?
Hashtag clear your trays. Let's start a trend.
Clear your trays.
Okay, so every time you open up an app or anything on your phone,
then
they're open and you want to hold it down and then you can go,
swipe up.
Clear those trays, because then there's a lot of stuff working really hard in the background and make your phone hot, and then you'll think that you just have to power down, but it's like, yo, man, maybe you just got to
clear your trays.
Hashtag clear your trays.
Hashtag.
Can we make it a thing?
This is the information Pearl needs to hear.
I need to be taking notes.
Now that she's got... Yeah, exactly. Like, because, like, I feel like she does not understand at all.
No. Mm-hmm.
What do you think the first thing she would do is on the phone, I mean?
I think that
like
she would...
play a game or...
I think she would probably try to sync her calendar.
Her calendar.
With everybody.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Do you think she would also selfies of herself and send them to people?
I don't
know. Of her different angles?
I don't know that she would be a big selfie taker.
I think she would just be creepy
only
and
on
take
accident.
Lots of Steven.
Oh, maybe.
or the other gems.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like she might have a bunch of pictures of in her album of like her face just like accidentally.
Yeah, accidentally
pressing the
taking
camera button
pictures.
Or something. And then she's like, wait, how do I get that out of this, you know? Steven! Steven! It's doing it again. Another fun thing in this episode was the scene with like Pearl and Steven and Peridot and Amethyst and all of them at the improv show. What was like recording that? What was that like?
Oh, man.
It was awesome.
We laughed a lot that day.
Yeah, and it was a full booth, which is very rare. For me, it's, you know, like have all the mics were taken that day, right?
That's right.
All the mics were taken, and we're kind of in like a little U shape. So it's fun to watch everybody's process. I'm right. Like Eugene Cordero voices
Jamie, the
hot mailman, and watching him do this whole thing when he's teaching Amethyst, like, you don't have to turn into a plunger. Like, watching him, he actually did those physical, space work.
Yes.
When we recorded. And
it was so awkward. I remember I had to turn to the wall because I was going to laugh so hard and ruin his take.
We have to be very careful not to bleed into somebody else's mic when we're in the room. When we're all in the room together, it's so much fun, but we also have to be like aware of other people making it, because then they take their take, and if we like laugh out loud, then they're gonna have to do it over again.
Yeah, and if it was like the perfect one.
Working with Kate Flannery was also really amazing too.
She's so funny.
Yeah, it's I fangirl so much. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I love her.
You know,
and so it's just such a neat thing as a voiceover actor to work with people that you admire. I mean, like, I admire Michaela and Dee Dee so much.
Oh my
gosh. I get to sit here.
Right back at you.
You know what I mean? No, it's really cool then to watch the scene, how it's edited together, and, you know, what take they use is really funny to think back of those memories recording, because it was a long time ago, right?
We
recorded this a long time ago.
So
it was a lot of fun.
Hey, Shelb.
Yeah.
Considering Peridot's, like, fondness for props on stage, do you think she would like Carrot Top? He uses so many props, man.
I think Peridot would be into Carrot Top for sure. For sure. Little ditty about Carrot Top, if you're listening in. I know your personal trainer, and he says you're a really good person to train.
This sounds so creepy, but I love it.
I think Peridot would be into watching Carrot Top do a set or two.
Like, he's so intense.
Yeah.
Puts it all out there.
Carrot Top is stacked. He's got lots of muscles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
muscular.
How did we get there? I don't even know.
I think I derailed us a little. Sorry.
One thing I cannot stop thinking about watching this episode. There's like a moment where Jamie makes a bunch of noises, like he's like moving some invisible prop around or something.
Yeah.
He's like, and it's like, I don't know what this clip is, but it feels like it's from a different dimension or something. Like, it's beyond my understanding. Like, I don't even know.
You know, that's pretty standard in improv. You have to, like...
Yeah.
I was going to ask, because I don't do... Improv scares me, but I... So, but he looked like he was actually creating... out of the plunger. I mean, like, was he like... He was like, he started from nothing, and then he went, you know what I mean?
Like, so in space
or do
work,
you just have it?
In space work, you have it. But so like in space work, you know how people like they pretend to talk on the phone and they'll put out their pinky and their thumb like a cobra, like a yeah, brah, and they'll use that as a phone? No, in space work, you're actually holding a phone. Like think about your hand cupping around a cell phone and that's what you're using. You don't talk into your pinky on your actual iPhone, do you?
So you already have the
you have the item,
the object.
Yeah, and I think he was creating the actual space of like the bathroom. I think it was. I could be wrong, but yeah, that it does look like it's from another dimension because we're supposed to be as the audience creating it in our own minds. Like, he might be making a counter, but to me, it could have been like cinnamon rolls, you know, before they roll them.
Or a submarine sandwich.
Yes.
That was so funny.
The girl was on point in this scene, this whole scene. I love the exchange where she's like, no, do Steven, you know. And it was so good.
I love that idea that she suggests Steven every week.
Yeah. And then they're the only ones, like, they go.
So funny.
So they just keep doing it. I want to see those old scenes. I want to see what the old Steven scenes were.
Yeah.
Like, bring out the tapes, you know.
Right.
What a trip.
Show us the... the deleted scenes, you know?
You know what's so true about that whole little improv scene is you do go to improv shows sometimes and they don't hit. The improv groups up there, you know, they're struggling, and I'm always that person in the audience that like we'll try to find a laugh and clap. And then I'm the only one laughing and clapping, and then I'm like,
even if it hurts.
I was just trying to, you know, motivate them, like, you know, give them some sort of positive reinstatement.
It sounds terrifying.
They get backstage and they're like, guys, what'd you think about that one woman just giving us pity claps and laughs? That was awkward.
But I'm also like, when I go watch my friends and shows, they always say to me, oh my gosh, you know, my cast members were like, who's that Filipino girl that's really into the show and not stop smiling? And then they're like, oh yeah, that's my friend Shelby, and yeah, she really enjoys just like, you know, supporting me and whatever I do, even if the show's bad.
You're a great friend. Do you ever get pulled up in like audience participation?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like I think I make eye contact with the performers, so they're like, you.
Yeah.
But magic shows, I love magic shows because I love the illusion of magic, and even if I know how it's done, I'm like, oh my god, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
I'll give it to them 150%. Yes. Even if it was terrible, I feel bad. I won't ever make the performer feel like they messed up, or I'll help cover it, you know?
It's tough up there.
It is really tough. Yeah.
You know? They're doing their best. Like, like it's a hard job. So I think they appreciate it.
Of course they do. They're appreciative that there's anybody out there in the audience.
Do you get called up to stuff?
Oh gosh, no.
I could see you making mad eye contact with people.
Mad eye contact.
Well, I look down.
I'm like, no.
only if I'm trying to avoid jury duty.
Your did I say that?
Oh my
god. No,
but
no,
I'm do your like, civic duty.
No, I do, of course.
I couldn't come. I was at an improv show. I couldn't. I'm sorry, Judge. I love it.
No, but
okay, thank you guys so much for coming on and talking to me.
Our pleasure.
That's how many improv shows end.
End scene.
Oh my goodness.
All of the new Steven Universe episodes are available now on the Cartoon Network app. And please subscribe to the Steven Universe podcast now at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and I will see you next Tuesday.